This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
We're seeing from Newsday, I know you just tweeted this, on the Gilgo Beach killings at Sumner County. The sheriff's office there saying that investigators have so far come up with no evidence connecting Rex Heuermann to the missing Julia Ann Bean. Despite some interesting statements from the family of Julianne Bean, they have said, "I have chills. I've seen him," the daughter replied in text messages about Rex Heuermann. "And that was the last man I saw her with personally." She texted the night that her 36-year-old mom went missing back in 2017. They may not have anything right now, but does that mean anything in terms of the investigation, considering how close daughter is to saying, "I saw this man," and Rex is not exactly a guy that just blends into the crowd?
That's right. The ogre.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope not. I hope that they continue to investigate it. You know, like if this has been their preliminary investigation and they're basically just saying, well, you know, based on forensics, you know, we don't have a match on DNA, that does not mean that he did not kill her. I mean, so I'm hoping that they will continue to investigate. Obviously, if he is in fact the perpetrator, it would have been nice that they would have been able to find a profile that, you know, that they could have compared and potentially found the match. But, you know, I mean, there's still old fashioned police work, Tony. You know, I mean, there was a lot of decades and centuries that have gone by where they didn't have DNA to rely on. They just had to go out and do good old fashioned police work. So hopefully that's still happening, you know, because like when you have statements like that, where you basically have an eyewitness, and look, eyewitness testimony can be unreliable. There's no question about it. However, she seems pretty certain. You know what I mean? And like you said, this guy is very distinct looking. Like, you're not confusing that dude with anybody.
No. No, not, no, not at all. Yeah, I mean, you see this man, and that's why so many people who have come forward with testimony saying, "Look, I reported this giant ogre man all these years ago to the Suffolk County Police Department. James Burke apparently was kind of hanging out in that circle and also not doing a whole lot to go after this." I was amazed. I started following more of this case personally when the Heuermann aspect came out. I'll just admit I had not been really going that deep in depth on Lisk whatsoever, but then I've done a deeper dive into it. And in the amount of evidence, the amount of testimony, the amount of things that they had that were simply ignored, when you look at this, oh my God, I'm going to get you started, but you can't go for 20 minutes on this one. just go full
force. Make no promises, Tony.
Go full force at 5 minutes and just let it all out. But my goodness, there is a crazy amount of things that were completely missed. And I'm also curious about how many other mass graves are out there that Heuermann allegedly maybe created that we haven't gone to yet or have even looked into because of how difficult they may be to find, which he seemed to know quite a bit about the foliage and how difficult it is to get into that area where these bodies were put.
Yep. I mean, it's stunning. I mean, when I dug into the bail application and, you know, started reading it, and, you know, I mean, typically that would have been what we would consider to be a PCA, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they attached so much to it. It looked just like kind of in length and in detail of the, you know, the Idaho 4 PCA where they had maps and they had all the data in there, you know, so it's like that was essentially our PCA. So that laid out basically their case at this point, you know, not including all the investigation that's going on now, clearly. So anything that's found out now will obviously be added to the pile of evidence that they already had.
Sure.
But man, when I first read it, I was like, okay, because I'm like, all right, they knew that what 10, 12 years ago that this guy who looked like an ogre, eyewitness, talk about this guy looking like an ogre, drove up in a first generation green Chevy Aveline. I mean, you could not get more specific than this guy. Like, that one particular witness was unbelievable. And there is, without question in my mind, that was enough probable cause to go in and get a warrant to search his house. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to Heuermann, or search his person, because if they could have gotten their hands on any one of those burners, the case is broken wide open.
Yeah.
And that's all it would have taken. You know, so like, and we talked about this last week when we were talking about the Burke stuff, but man, it's like we don't know how much that interplay was happening in terms of him blocking what was going on with the investigation. But, oh, man, it's like if there are more bodies that are attributed to this guy, there is going to be hell to pay. Like, it's just, it's one of those things. And I can't remember if I talked about it. It's like the same thing that they did with Gacy. Chicago police didn't do anything with him.
Yeah.
And subsequently, 28 more kids were killed.
Yeah.
When they should have had him after the third, you know, and it's like, it's the same thing. If they start, like if the Nevada thing, if that comparison comes back as a match, then we've got another victim right there. And they're digging, man.
Yeah.
Like they are everywhere. This guy, they're going through all of his banking records. They have teams of people going through all of his data, bank records, figuring out where this guy has been traveling to out over the past 10 years. And they are doing the work. And then they're calling those jurisdictions and saying, okay, what cold cases do you have that happened in this time frame? And they can narrow it down. They're going to say, okay, we know that he was in X, Y, and Z state on these dates. We know that he was in Jersey on these dates. And you're trying to put pieces together. And then ultimately, if they can get close enough and that they had DNA from either the victim or the scene, they're going to be doing the comparison. So, I mean, look, I hope they don't find any more. I really do. You know, like, and I'm not talking about like, I hope that if there are does or cold cases where they've located bodies, obviously, if it's him, then, you know, yeah. I obviously hope that they're able to put that together.
We're just hoping that he didn't kill anybody else. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the bottom line. I just hope, because he should have been caught a long time ago. Mm-hmm. If it turns out to be some kind of number, it's going to be just devastating. And there's going to have to be people that are going to answer for that, you know, whether it be in civil court where they're getting their butt sued off or just by the general public who's going to want answers. It's going to be the victim's families that are going to want answers, and somebody's going to have to answer for it. You know, so yeah.
and
we'll see how it plays out, man. But potentially it could be a bombshell.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.